Do you want to talk about anything that happened with the last round?
Yeah. Let's talk about the previous round. That was the Where the Streets Have No Name round. And Marison, Berkeley Social Scene, and Grumpy Mike were eliminated. And I'm surprised. I thought that four bands would be eliminated, but then I took a look at the, you know, previous sort of history, and sure enough, five bands are in the second to the last round all the time.
Yeah. When I said, oh my God, we lost Rainn Watt, I was pretty sure that four bands were getting eliminated. So she missed elimination just by the thinnest of margins.
Yeah. She tied with Marison, and then the tiebreaker had her winning. Since it's an odd number of judges, it's the number of judges that put the winner ahead. So it's like 3 out of 2 put Rainn ahead of Marison. So Rainn made it through to this round.
Photo finish.
Yeah. And that last round, Vowel Sounds won their third round of Narine 14, again with zero immunities and no immunity for this round either. But spoiler alert, you know, I don't think they're going to need immunity for this round anyway. We'll get to it, but I think, yeah, we'll see. But as for this round, the U2 round, the Contrafact Challenge, I had worried that this was going to be way too difficult for people, but I think these folks really pulled it out really well. And had I known that this was kind of what we would end up with, I wouldn't have been quite as worried. I was really happy with the entries, which means it's going to be really hard to put people in the bottom three, but we got to do it.
What were your expectations for what people would do?
I wasn't sure. I was thinking maybe the backing music would be instantly recognizable, and sometimes it is. And then I thought that it would be more like riffing on the original than it would be just making up a completely, completely new and unrecognizable tune. But everybody made up completely new, unrecognizable melodies, which was probably more difficult and, you know, more interesting, I think. So I was really happy with what people came up with, but I think that I was just overthinking it when it first popped up as a challenge. What were you thinking?
I was expecting to have some sort of cognitive dissonance. Like, I was expecting to hear a very familiar chord progression in music and then a totally different melody. And I was kind of wondering what that would feel like and how I'd feel about that. And some bands definitely pulled it off because the chord progressions they used were familiar, and they used very similar instrumentations to play those chords. And that worked. I was like, whoa, this is Wonderwall, but it's not Wonderwall. So that definitely worked for me. But sometimes I did not know and I could not tell what the chord progressions were, and I would not have figured out. This is especially true of the Shadows, not so much as the main entries. So I had to work a little bit harder sometimes to play the original song, get the chord progression, and then go, oh, okay, I can kind of sense that now.
Yeah.
I think it hinged on the word familiar, which was in the challenge. And I know Rainn Watt had asked, familiar to who? And I think the answer is familiar to everyone.
Yeah. And I think the kind of worries that we had before about people sticking to a very kind of overused chord progression were completely unfounded. Or maybe not completely unfounded, but at least they didn't come to pass. So nobody went that route. Everybody went with songs that were very familiar to them that they wanted to do new melodies for. And it worked out good.
All right. You want to launch into it?
Sure. Did we have anything else we wanted to cover first, or are we good?
I don't think so.